Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Veronica Entwistle, and who are you? You've tuned in to BBS Radio and a show called Radiance by Design. And I'm always happy to say to you, this is a show about you. And what our whole goal here in this show is, and I work with a wonderful consortium of guides and angels, and so do you, I'm sure. The guides and angels teach me a lot about how to shift our resonance, how to shift our frequency so that we can manifest, so we can change our reality, so that we can live in, you know, we all know that it's a very, very, I guess I want to say plastic, but that's not quite the right word. We live in a reality that can change and change, and we're some of the change agents, and we use our minds and our hearts and our resonance to make huge changes in our reality. I'm a little out of breath here. And I sent a lot of you a notice last night, a little flyer, saying we were going to talk about change as one of the building blocks, as one of the fundamental principles of spirituality, because this show is about the spiritual you being able to make huge changes for yourself and for all the other beings on the planet and for the planet itself. Mother Earth, and also for the universe. We are able to be terrific change agents. And what I want to talk about today is you. Where you feel a little bit blocked about change, what does change really mean to you? What does change really mean to me? And I'm going to teach you the things that I've been taught by my guides to do all the time. What we're going to talk about is changing the vibrational space in the area in which you find yourself at this time. Learning to consciously take in. All right, we're going to start all over again. We're going to start this show all over because apparently you couldn't hear me. I want you to call in and let me know if you can hear me and if you'd like to ask me a question because I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor. And one of the focuses that my guides have taught me through the years, and I would like to teach you as well, is how to raise your own frequency, because raising our frequency and dealing with frequency is one of the wonderful ways of changing the reality that you live in and being able to manifest the kind of reality that you want. And we're having a few technical troubles here, so just bear with me. I'm going to give you the numbers. I would love you to phone in. I'd also like to get some feedback on who can hear me and who can't, because sometimes when I'm doing this radio show, some people say it's wonderful, they can hear me just fine, and other people say they can barely hear me. And Don and Michelle are saying that my voice dropped really low at the beginning of this, so I don't quite know what's going on and would love to have feedback. But I also, as an intuitive, am wanting to talk about how we limit ourselves and our manifestations in the world by having certain beliefs and certain reactions and certain energy forces of reaction that we put forward into the world. We can change a lot of that. When you call in and ask for your mini reading, you ask a question, what we're going to look at is the energy fields in your body mind and to see where you're holding a knot of energy or congestion of energy, which is actually limiting that which you manifest in the world. In any case, the call-in number is 877-876-5227. I'll repeat that, 877-876-5227. That's in the States here. And from Canada, if you'd like to call in with a question, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And then if you're calling in internationally, it's 530-876-3222. This is a show about you, about conscious radiance, about manifestation, and we're going to learn exercises to clear the space, to clear our mental, emotional, and physical space, and to create the reality that we want. And it's interesting because I wrote a little flyer last night and said we were going to talk about. And so far, change has been the operative function of this entire show. Good grief, what is going on in the universe and what's going on here? Let's see if we can smooth the choppy waters of evolving and talk to each other. Now, I think we already have a caller. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, the connection's not super clear, but I was wondering whether you can recognize my voice anyway.
I think I can. What's your name?
It's Brooke.
Hi, Brooke. How you doing?
It's not bad. How are you?
I'm great. So the connection's still not clear, huh?
The connection's kind of fuzzy. You're sounding a little bit warbled as if you're talking to me from the Matrix, but that makes it even more, you know, mystical as it is.
I didn't tell you ahead of time, but I am in the Matrix.
I'm not surprised. I wanted to show my continued support for your show. I think it's wonderful what you do, and your gifts and talents. It's a blessing that you're sharing them with the world.
Thank you very much. And you have a question? You have a nice light, too, and you seem to have gone through some big changes lately.
I feel like I have, yes. I feel like I'm nearing the end of a gestation chrysalis cocooning period, and I guess maybe aside from like a short 3 month forecast going forward, it's kind of like, it's similar to our other talks we've had before privately. I just really want to tap back into the fires of you know, passion and inspiration again, and to shake off any inertia I might be feeling.
Well, you know what, honey, I see here a really interesting, just kind of a flash of who you are starting around the end of April, maybe the third week.
Right.
I know you have a birthday. Do you have a birthday in May or June?
June.
Okay, they're showing here that there's this kind of excitement that starts near the end of April, and you're just like, you're ready to go. And then something around your birthday where there's a little kind of like a pivotal time where you seem to go around in a circle, but then everything moves up. So things pick up speed at that point whilst looking initially a bit confusing. But remember that we need that chaos to go into creation. It seems to disrupt that which we have set up as a system, doesn't it?
Very true, very true. I think a bit of chaos and creating a bit of conflict, of course, you know, the conflict being the energetic nature of the universe, it helps you sometimes get clarity and achieve that passion. And right now, I almost feel like things are going so smoothly that I'd rather just, you know, sit at home and have a long bath and hang out with my cat and not really push hard.
That sounds pretty darn good, you know, but you'd get bored. Anyway, see, something hits you inspirationally in April, and you used the word gestation, which I really like, and that started, that's already started, but there's something kind of a seed or a light growing in you that comes up, and it's almost like, aha, I got it, eureka, you know.
I would love to have a eureka moment. That would be wonderful, and I think that I've been really...
It's already being boiled, you know, it's already kind of going inside of you at a deep level.
But you see a sense of either awareness shifting or even an external trigger somehow giving me added awareness to aha.
I think actually the external trigger is something like a project that you're working on suddenly takes a different light and you go, I didn't think of using it that way. Oh, this is exciting. And then everything goes kind of laterally in an expansion way.
Nice. That's wonderful. I've been looking for a bit of muse, but trying not to project that onto people specifically. So that's
well. You know something, Brooke. You know what's really interesting about you is you have had it all kind of worked out in your mind. This is going to come right up from your essence. So you're going to be actually experiencing a more integrated version of yourself in your creative world. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really. I don't know what you. I can't remember your age. I think. It's
36.
Not about the Saturn return or anything.
Okay.
How old are you?
36.
It's not about your Saturn return, which obviously you already hit, but it's like, it feels like suddenly, and I was going to talk about change in this show, and it's like suddenly the change in you clicks a bunch of things into place, and you go, I've got it. I'm moving and grooving here. This is really exciting, and there's a humbleness. A very intuitive, clear, creative humbleness that's going to come up with it. You'll find yourself more in truth with yourself than you've ever been.
That's exciting, and I do sense that on the horizon. It's really nice to have that confirmation without too much prodding or giveaway. So, again, thank you so much for the reflection.
It's going to be a good birthday this year, darling.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again and hopefully seeing you in person sometime.
Yeah, let's meet in person. This is fun.
I would love to. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the time.
And to you, too. Thanks for being patient as we checked out with the changes in the radio show.
No worries. And continued support to you. I'll keep on listening and keep on supporting.
Thank you. Happy Canada.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was a call from Canada, which was my home country. I've been in this country for many years now, 22, I think, actually. But I have many friends in Canada, and we live right by the border. Anyway, back to change. Change is a really interesting thing. Bob, my wonderful partner, my special friend and partner, mentioned, kind of like he tends to drop these little bombs sort of casually, and he said, change is a building block of spirituality. Huh. Well, it's just such a good way of putting it. And I know I'm very much, like many of you, a change agent. Oh, goody, we have another caller. We're going to talk about being change agents very shortly, but we have a caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. You're a little bit muffled.
Okay. I'll try to speak clearly.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark?
I'm from Seattle.
Hi.
It's the first time I've heard your show.
Oh, good. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Are you in Vancouver?
No, we're in Bellingham, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Some great people live in Bellingham. You sounded disappointed.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
What kind of a question do you have for me today? You're a person who...
Well, you do energy analysis, so I just wonder how my Kundalini is doing.
Okay, well, it seems like you are very, very... Okay, here, I'm watching your energy, okay? So you're a very, very spiritually driven fellow. You're extremely frustrated at this point. You have a great knot in your energy field just in the belly area, which tells me you're working through a very deep subconscious program. I think it's hard for you, and yet it's going to be very successful. And your Kundalini, you've already opened a certain amount of your body energy awareness, and it's starting to move, but you have a large subconscious energy to move through, and it's coming up for you. Well, something is worrying you or making you very sad or feeling frustrated that you haven't accomplished something. Do you know what that is?
Well, it's my lifetime, I guess.
Your what?
My whole life, I don't feel I've accomplished that much.
How old are you now?
I'm 52.
Oh, good. 52 is how I understood 52 as being the age, according to the Mayans, that we have all this experience in life, and then after 52, we start to spend it into life, you know? It's not about money. It's about spending your experience, meaning putting your work in the world. And I feel like you're still confused about who you are. That is going to change between now and 54. Are you doing yoga or something?
Not specifically. I have done a little bit of yoga, physical yoga. I'm more kind of work on focus and kind of spiritual yoga, I guess.
Do you do meditation?
Not that much specifically. I do kind of reverie type meditation.
Well, you know what's interesting about you is that there's a confusion in you about where it is you're headed, and the guide's just showing this. That if you do some yoga, some workouts, some meditation, some deep breathing, you'll clear up a confusion. Remember, our bodies are energy forces. They're vehicles of light, which are kind of cluttered with reactive energies and so on. And you need some special tools right now. Otherwise, this process, which you will certainly get, you're going to have a process of self-illumination. Instead of it taking quite a long time, you could shorten its time by clearing your body mind, by doing meditation, yoga, breathing, something of that sort. And I'm watching it in your body that there's a kind of a, it's just old stuff left in there that we believe are old stuff, meaning, oh, I'm not good enough. That's a belief in old stuff, okay? And you're really, I haven't accomplished enough. That might be true. However, you can start right now and accomplish so much that your whole life will be worth it way more than you thought it was, you know?
I hope so.
I know so. I can see it. And the guides are being very clear that you can work that kind of energy through your body mind over the next little while consciously and get it done really fast instead of waiting for 2.5 years for the confusion to lift of its own volition. See the difference? And you asked about Kundalini. I think doing yoga would be great for you. What do you think of that?
I think that's really good. I like your connection to, I guess, the real situation I'm in.
Are you with a girl? Is there anything else you wanted to ask?
I guess that's about it.
Well, I appreciate your call, Mark, and I want you to know that you're a really good guy. And if you get it today, if you get your ahas, that I am a creator, I'm a vibrational vehicle of light, and I have a right to it, you can change really fast. Not changing away from yourself, changing into who you are, which is quite a noble, powerful man.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Go for it. All right, so we were talking about, it's wonderful to have a call, so I'll get the numbers again. I'd love you to have more call-ins. It's fun for me. Anyway, we're talking about change being the building block of spirituality. Change is important. Everything in the world changes, whether it's trees and flowers, whether we're gestating another person, whether we're young, moving to old. Cells are always dying and sloughing off. Cell phones also. Change is really crucial. Otherwise, we're stuck, and I will take this next caller. You're welcome. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Great. You got a question for me?
Yes. I would like to see if you could read my energy.
How old are you?
I am 53.
Oh, so you're older than last caller.
Yeah.
Now, can you hear me all right, Nancy?
Yes, I can.
Good. I can hear you, too. Well, what a team we are.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you're very, you're a really kind-hearted, hard-working woman, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you have upper back problems?
My shoulders
yeah.
and neck.
Yeah. We're going to do some energy on that. They're showing here that sometimes when you are so determined and you do get things done, but you need to find a way to unwind, to relax, so that you just flow. I mean, you're naturally able to, we just talked about change is the building block of spirituality. Change is inevitable. You can relax a little bit more and know that you're going to change and grow and change and grow, because you do. You reach out and help people a great deal, and yet you have this determination that you've got to do it now, you've got to do it right. I'm saying hold the gada. Hold it in your posture. If you can get your, I have my arms kind of bent and my hands clenched, and I'm saying, I gotta, and my shoulders are sore right now. I want you to exaggerate that posture for a moment, because that's
right.
The mental and emotional attitude that you use toward getting things done, and the guides are chucking you under the chin and just loving you and saying, you can release that posture, and guess what? You're going to do so much more for yourself and other people. Don't be afraid to do things for yourself, because doing it for yourself, it's easier for you to do things with other people. You see what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're really kind. You have so much to give the world. Do you teach or something? Are you a nurse?
No, I don't. I work in a hospital, and people gravitate to me, and I listen to their problems, and I help them, and it's...
And you know what else? You love them.
I do. You're right. I do. And people don't understand that. They don't understand that.
It's because that's not a thing to be understood, is it?
No.
It's a beingness. And we talked about change, and the way you are with people is something that changes people. You see, your love and your ability to be there with them changes them. Now, I'm not trying to get your ego really big and pumped up here. But you can get off the tension about it and just do your beingness, because that's your agent of change in you. It's a really wonderful gift you have. And the more you can kind of relax and be into it, the longer you'll live, the healthier you live, and the more people you help. So you need to be self-serving to a degree. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And very, very kind woman. And I think you're really hard on yourself. You can get pretty mouthy sometimes, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And have a good...
Yes.
Yeah. What's your birthday?
November 4th.
Oh, okay. I know a few Scorpios in my day. But you have a real... you can't help but transform. So I would encourage you. Do you meditate?
I try to. I'm having a hard time with it because I can't find the quiet time in my house.
You have a lot of kids?
Well, no, it's the noise that's around me created by someone else.
Okay, so we can teach you some stuff. Do you ever, a lot of times, and this is for everybody at home too, in fact, I think what I'll do is teach a couple of meditations. One of the things I want to ask you is, do you ever sing?
Do I have a what?
Do you sing?
Do I sing?
Mm-hmm. La, 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 like that.
I do when I'm by myself, but I don't carry a note, but it's really fun.
Yeah, singing is one of the best ways to hitch up the right and left sides of the brain. It helps your brain work more holographically. And singing, it's not about whether you're on key either. Also, I read in a book about chanting, it said that if you're off key and you follow the proper notes, for example, for an ancient chant, your voice will eventually be right in alignment where it's supposed to be.
Oh.
So, yeah, but the thing is it's so empowering for the whole brain for you to sing. And the guides are saying, when you're saying I can't, there's too much noise around, I'm going, start singing. Because singing is vibrational, and you'll feel it through your whole body. And if whoever it is that has the TV on or whatever, if you're singing like that, I don't think it's going to bother that person.
Oh, wow.
It only bothers you.
Yeah. But I just got to chill up my spine. Yeah.
And sometimes when we're singing funny songs or love songs, you can actually be practicing praying, because you can put spirit or mother, father, God in any of those places in those love songs. I know I've done this sort of thing for years, and there's no excuse after a while. There's always a way to tune into a radio or something.
Uh-huh.
So I would say start there, because you're one who has a lot of love to give. And the other thing is, we can't be victims. Oh, my gosh. Right? When you take charge of being able to do your meditation and calling in quiet for 20 minutes or whatever, that's taking charge of your reality. The other person will be cranky at first, but will be fine after a while.
I can do that.
You bet you can.
Yeah.
Tell the commitment to yourself.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. I'm grateful that you called in, and have a wonderful time singing.
Well, thank you for everything you're doing for all of us. God bless you.
God bless you, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Isn't that fun? I mean, she gets to sing. She gets to be loving with people. And, oh, my gosh, there is no measure of that. That isn't about degrees. That's not about this or that. It's about when your resonance grows that much, you have that kind of love to give. People are touched. And I've done my work of seeing who people are and helping them through things for a number of years now, for actually 23 years now. And I've noticed that many people are healed when they're seen and known for who they are. I don't mean healed, capital H, I mean they're better out of everything, but there is a healing that goes on when we finally see one another for who we really are. And that's something I think that we all need to practice, seeing one another. We have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
This is Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Now, I think you have a question for me.
I do. I was just wondering if I might get an energy reading.
Okay. What do you know about energy?
Not a lot.
What I'm seeing here for you is you have deep... You're very, very, very sensitive. Do you know that?
Sort of. I'm learning that.
What's your age, my dear?
60.
What is it?
60.
Great.
Today.
Happy birthday to you. You have a wonderful, wonderful energy, and how I see it, this is quite sweet. I see that you have a lot of white and a lot of pale blue in the essence of our being, like a fingerprint. You're the only one with your particular energy in it. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm seeing here is that you have these very wonderful pastel colors just moving right through the inner part of your being, and they're learning to come out. You're learning to be, to bring your essence right into your personality, right into your life. Do you live alone?
I do.
You know, that's been very important for you. Have you lived alone very long?
Yes, I have, ever since my children moved. Yes.
Do you want to be with someone?
sometimes I think it would be really nice.
Well, here's the thing with you, darling. I'm not a great predictor because I don't believe predictions should hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe if we can create, you should be able to take any predictions I give you and chuckle and make them into what you want, right?
Oh, okay.
But what I see in you is that your energy is one which you have to know yourself in this lifetime. You have a softness about you. You have an approach to life that is fairly unique, but you used to be too easily either swayed or muffled by someone else's energy. And you're strong enough now to remain strongly sensitive, which sounds like an oxymoron, but to be strongly sensitive means that I'm learning to have the power of my sensitivity, which means it's a gift of understanding the feeling and the presence of other people and of life and so on. So your sensitivity is going to be your greatest gift as you go through the next 40 years or so.
Oh, really?
And the thing is that you have the possibility of a partnership coming up. And I'm relieved because if I were bossing you around, say, 20 years ago, I'd say, golly, you keep going into other people's energy and being what they are and not holding your own. And, you know, that's the thing that really traps us out of our authenticity when we're young.
Mm-hmm.
But you're ready. You're ready, and you're going to meet somebody, and he's very, very... He's a bit of a worrywart, but he's very concerned with his own growing and his own knowledge. And he's somebody that you can sort of merge with
mm-hmm.
without damaging your own sensitivity or without blocking it. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
He wouldn't let you run his fields. And the other thing about him is that his energy is kind of similar to yours in a way. So both of you will move faster, but it's not yet. It's kind of a couple of years yet.
Okay.
And I don't think you're in a rush anyway.
No, not really. I'm interested in career.
Okay, what's your career?
I'm a realtor.
Oh, good. Yeah, that gets you out and about. You need to have a lot of out and about energy, don't you?
I do.
Which part of the country are you in?
I'm in Carmel.
Okay, great. Okay, so it looks like, and real estate slowed down, did it?
It has, but we're okay here.
Okay. Here's what it looks like, is there's been a little bit of turbulence and a little bit of turmoil, and the whole thing is going to shoot out of there. I guess the real estate's going to go up again next year, eh?
Okay.
And you like it, but I think you've got some other partnership that's going to come up around real estate. Do you know what I mean? Are you thinking of changing offices?
I just changed, just recently.
And are you just beginning to associate differently with some other realtors?
Yes, in fact, there I would like to more so.
Oh, okay, because you're going to have some new partnerships.
Okay.
And it's going to take you in a slightly different physical direction, meaning if you're used to working in the south, you're going to be working in the northeast or something
mm-hmm.
of your area. And it's very good. Two of you, possibly three, I think there's two and sometimes three that you're going to evolve and swell certain projects together. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Okay. Great.
It's a bit dull at this point. It looks to me to be a bit dull at this point, but it's going to get really pumped. It's going to go faster.
Okay. Good.
You'll love it. It's great.
Oh, good.
I want you to do something as in project each day. Did you see The Secret?
I did.
Okay, so you know, if I say I want you to project your thought, I want you to really think each day about what you want your day to look like and what kind of business you want to have, or maybe for each week, what kind of business you want to have, and start putting it out there with your mind and your visualizations first, because you have a really powerful manifestation quality about you, and I think you would probably get what you want, you know.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Take care of yourself, and you need to laugh more.
I know. I know. I can't be so serious.
Oh, yeah, you can, but you don't really want to be anymore.
No, I really don't want to.
No. You know, life is short, and it is funny when you think about all the stuff we create. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Talking about shooting ourselves in the foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually creating really well over the next while, and I'm excited for you.
Okay, over the next what?
I'm not going to give it time, but
okay.
I would say the way it looks right now, things really start hopping in May and June for you.
Okay.
And it is through new partnerships.
Okay, great.
So laugh a lot and have fun and get rich and dream big dreams, darling.
Very good.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. It's really interesting because each of us has an energy all our own, and it's actually pretty interesting to think about spirituality and, let's see, how would I say this? I feel like the guides have taught me over and over again that it's highly spiritual to be in tune with my own essence and bringing it forward into my world work and so on. So like that last caller, wonderful Gretchen, the reality of her situation is she's going to be bringing a sensitive essence part of her being into her work world. That's a big change. Many times we have, when we're really, really sensitive, we have ways of hiding, of kind of shirking perhaps social encounters or having a lot of rows and so on because we're being self-protective and defensive. But to bring it all together into our working world, to me, is wonderfully spiritual. It's like becoming, well, foundationally all we can be because it's an infinite process. All we can be is infinitely changing, isn't it? So I like to use energy for that. Now let's do a couple of exercises together. I'd like to, the guides like to talk about developing a safe place for ourselves. Now that's not saying everything out there is really dangerous, but I spoke of being defensive. Instead of caller, I'm just going to get you to hold on just for a moment, please. And instead of being defensive, we learn to develop and create a vibrational reality for ourselves in which we are buffered against some of the turmoil or the changes, the rapid changes that are going on the planet right now. So I would like to spend a moment and let's all together do a structure. They call these vibrational structures. And when you set these up, you can actually set one up around someone who's going through turmoil or trouble right now or change. You can set them up around children who seem to be going a little out of control and so on. And you can actually see changes in their lives when they're less, they're being buffeted about by the white waters of change. So let's take a moment and settle. Now above your head, perhaps a mile and a half, see a bright golden ball. It's very golden, very radiant. And below your spine, perhaps 10 feet, see another golden ball. And from the upper ball, right down through the top of your head and along your spine to the lower ball, run like a filament of light. A string which has white radiant light and some gold and maybe some greenish noble gas light. And you can really feel that filament of light coming through your body. And now around your waist, a whole circle of balls, perhaps 8 feet in radius from your body. A whole circle of these golden balls, and from the upper golden ball, drop these bright filaments of pink light and have them hitched to the circle. And now you're in kind of a cabana. And then from the circle of balls to the lower golden ball, more and more of these pink filaments of light, strings of light. And now you're in a wonderful shaped structure. And just feel the presence of that structure of energy around you. Now think in terms of a crystal ball, an etheric crystal ball. And the edges of the crystal ball touch the inner edges of your structure. And you're in this great crystal ball inside your structure. Now the crystal ball has colors of its own, and I'll let you choose the colors you're enjoying. And now inside that, there you are. And around you, we do a double tetrahedron. We talked about change being a building block of spirituality, or the fundamental, and the tetrahedron is the building block of our reality. So we have a double tetrahedron, which is like a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly. and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and they meet at the waist. So you're in a diamond-shaped structure inside of our ball and inside of this wonderful external structure. Now spin yourself in the double tetrahedron, spin it faster and faster, and you feel, some people feel really dizzy, spinny while they're in this. And whilst it's spinning, look ahead and see on the screen in front of you, see on the screen, a wonderful screen, and see these various images of what it is you yourself would like to create. I've been working with Jackie Salvitti, and we've been doing the releasing of shame, and her guidance has been doing the lifting of shame for many, many beings, and also the lifting of self-judgment so we can achieve self-love. So I always put myself, loving myself up there and forgiving myself up there. And then all the other things I'd like to accomplish while I'm spinning in the double tetrahedron. Just take a moment. You're making the movie, isn't it wonderful? And don't forget to feel and see and enjoy the little movies you're putting on your screen. Good work. Now when you're on your own, you might want to spend longer on this and come back into center. Did your tetrahedron, double tetrahedron stay spinning? Or did it quiet down? Mine's actually still spinning today. Now, we have a caller, so let's talk to you if you're still patiently waiting for us. Good afternoon.
Hello, Ronnie. It's Jonquil.
Hi, Jonquil. Jonquil's my precious friend.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. This is the first time I've been able to tune in live to your radio show.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
So I wanted to just ask you a question regarding change, too.
Okay.
And you know that great Tracy Chapman song called Change? And it starts off by saying, if you knew that you would die today, saw the face of God in love, would you change? Would you change?
Wow.
And then the song just goes on to all these things like, what would it take? What does it take for us to change? And recently I've been meditating on that, and I come up with more like, what would you change, but what can you change about yourself? I mean, when are we finding our true inner self and that doesn't change? And when is it, are we supposed to let go of, what is it all that we're supposed to let go of to allow change?
Well, what do you think the answer to that is? That's a wonderful question, actually, Jonquil.
And it just seems like those two things we misinterpret.
I think you're right, except that it seems to me that we can change. For example, if we're creating, if you look at your life and you see what you're creating, you can back up inside and check some of the programs you have, which are attitude, right? Ways of thinking. Then there's soul journey, which is something The Secret doesn't seem to talk about. And there's a lot of different things inside of ourselves that we can see being printed out around us in our lives, aren't there? And what would you like to see in the printout of your life? What would you like to see differently?
Just one second.
The thing that, while she's gone to change phones or something, the thing that I see is that there's a defense that comes up in us when we have certain kinds of losses. For example, we fly at life and we create all kinds of things and then we have a loss, right? And some of that is part of our soul journey. Some of that is what we have to experience to fulfill the soul's journey. Now, that's a huge discussion, which I know I can get all kinds of...
I'd like to see some kind of joy in...
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So you'd like to see some kind of joy?
I'd like to see the comfort which I would think I'd perceive as joy,
mm-hmm.
in accepting what I find. If the attitudes and the learning fall away, of old attitudes and learning can fall away, and you perceive the difference between what is really an expression of who you are, your creativity, and the program, that there'd be joy, that there's joy in that, you know, acknowledgement, that, or understanding or perception, I guess.
And isn't there?
It's getting better, I suppose. I mean, is that itself just a sign that you're actually getting at it? I mean, you know, if it just remains just this nebulous questioning, is that like looking in the wrong place? I don't know.
I think what's really interesting about the nebulous questioning, for example, is that you can sit in that, like, how do I feel the joy? You can sit in that and just sit in it and make that your meditation, that question. And my experience is that pieces of that lift, and you start to get in touch with that part of you that's just a light and the essence of your being. Because what stops the joy is a lot of times experience, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a doubt and a wish not to be naive, a wish not to be stupid about things, a wish not to be too vulnerable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just sitting in that desire to find the joy in the moment, just sit there and let the pieces drift around the way they do and just focus on the question. Don't focus on this possibility, that possibility, thinking it through, many questions, forget that. Just sit in it like a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
My experience is sometimes I have to do that for like a half an hour, but usually something shifts and all of a sudden I get hold of this bright part of me inside that I have to admit doesn't always function in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a part of us that's just this bright vibrational vehicle of light, right? It doesn't have attitudes and beliefs,
mm-hmm.
and reactions and all that kind of stuff, does it?
Yeah.
No, and you've got a whole bunch of issues going on around you, and they form kind of like a cat's cradle. They form like a vibrational meshing, and so we bounce off our reactions, our defenses, our doubts, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're really a gifted soul, and I see a really bright light, but I see a lot of disillusionment all around the edges of it. And it's the disillusionment that creates the tighter strings that we can't,
yeah.
really feel the joy.
Well, is it just coming so into the world so strongly with the program so strong, either having them when you come or having other people want you to have them or, you know, just some kind of...
But don't you think it's a combination, Jonquil?
Yes.
Because what I see for you, I'll pretend I don't even know you and I'll just read what I see. Which is that you came in with a real joie de vivre zest to get a whole bunch of things done, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you had, right, built into your soul journey, you had this incredible loss. I think Lazarus would call it the wounding. And in that wounding, you had to find that the real place, the authentic place of self. So we'll say, okay, that's a soulular journey. That's the epic poem of a Jonquil, soul journey. It's huge. But all of a sudden, you're going to find that the depth of being, and not everybody has to deal with this particular thing, but there's a depth of being in you that when it comes up through, it's going to be your reason for living. You're going to go, oh my gosh, I am alive, I am authentic, I am me, and I am filled with light, I'm filled with joy. And I see that coming up in you and coming up in you. And I saw many years ago when I watched the development of your wounding, if that's the right term,
mm-hmm.
that you would become something very different in time. And
mm-hmm.
it's like some people don't seem to have to cross the great water, as I Ching would say. And some of us just seem to have to do that. And I believe that's cellular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your epic poem. That's what you came to get accomplished.
Yeah.
And there's much, much love in you and much to give and much grace and much creativity and all of that's coming to a head fairly soon, actually. I would say drop back into that, the stillness of that, just focus on that question and drop the other machinations long enough to let your soul release the tentacles that trap these different belief structures. And I also would paint out my sadness if I were you. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Much love to you, Jonquil.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. There's a person with a great deal of love as well. We seem to be getting callers that are working toward loving themselves and their life and putting that into the world because, boy, oh, boy, doesn't that shift the fabric of human consciousness? And the other thing is that talking about what our soul journeys and our soul's quest is, that's a really big subject. Many of us have watched The Secret, and I'm very excited about it because it really opened the minds of many, 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 many people because it got mainstreamed that may not have handled the fact that they can create the reality. And, of course, those of us who are metaphysicians and have been metaphysicians for gosh knows how many lifetimes, we realize that there's some stuff missing in The Secret, meaning, from my perspective anyway, is the journey of the soul and the journey of, like, the entire picture of who I am and where I've been. I love to work with that. I love to see, you know, what drives that is. And that isn't about dismissing it with a few affirmations here and there. Some of that energy is pretty potent and pretty powerful, and it demands to be heard. It will really disrupt our lives if we pay no attention to what our soul's journey is all about. But I've found out that in my own ways, and with other people that I've worked with or been taught by or whatever, that that's sitting in a meditation around a question is one way that is very, very potent for releasing an attachment or the tentacles of past, if you will, pain, and how that pain can keep erupting in our lives and keep us from finding our own truth and our own self. I hope that made sense. And now I want to read something that somebody, somebody sent me this letter. I know the person who sent the letter, but she didn't write it, so I'm not really sure who this fellow Dave Cowan wrote this letter. And he was talking about Oprah, and he was talking about The Secret. And he made some very, very good points that I just thought was so succinct, I would just use his letter rather than try to paraphrase. He starts off saying, I think if Oprah ran for president, she would win hands down. She has a way of focusing attention of a vast number of people. That's it. Focusing attention of a vast number of people on emerging social trends, which is really good. And then, of course, what she did was she focused us, or many, many, many people have never heard of conscious creation of reality, on conscious creation of reality. That's a huge job, and she would get away with it, where somebody else might be booed off stage for being a hippie or something, you know. Anyhow, this fellow goes on to say that understanding and working the law of attraction is a good first step toward total existential freedom. This law is about living the quantum reality of the observer effect and can be the first experiential evidence that all this quantum stuff is real. It's a stop on the journey, but you may want to stay on the train and see where it's headed. He was reminded of an obscure set of books. I'm just going to jump ahead here. Hand's book for the new paradigm. These books talk about the law of attraction, but only as the first of four universal laws we must understand to truly transform. According to this handbook, the purpose of practicing the first law of attraction is to create a desire to attract what is best for all, rather than just what is best for us or our loved ones. In other words, the purpose of the first law is to help us see that the same law, if focused on what is in the highest good for all, will ultimately reap exponential rewards for all of us beyond any personal desire. To quote, as the intentional focus gathers more that share this cooperative, agreed-upon desire, it activates the second law of the universe, that of intention to manifest a shared focus. The second law transcends the modern Western emphasis on the individual and points to the need to expand our circle of compassion in Einstein's words, to include all. The second collective orientation, pun intended, is more consistent with Eastern Yin societal values. This collective focus now carries the strength of numbers and starts a truly transformative snowball effect. I love this, because the whole collective social consciousness can actually retard energetically a lot of what we're trying to do. Anyway, it says that it's snowballing and no force or resistance can stop it. United We Stand takes on a brand new meaning, doesn't it? Out of this collective intention will bloom opportunities and synchronicities on a societal, if not global, scale. This is when planetary healing can actually become a reality. As long as we are diverted into our private interests and little kingdoms, we may miss the big wave that's coming. Now that takes us to the third law of the universe, and it's the most difficult to access and practice according to the handbook. It is the law of allowance, and this is what fascinates me, this section here. This law emerges out of the confidence gained by observing the outcomes of the first two laws, both individually and collectively. In other words, once we get it, that I and we and creating the lives and world we desire, it is much easier to appreciate that what is not part of this picture is destined to dissolve on its own, largely due to the lack of inertia. Is that the right? As a result of our lack of attention on what is not working. What is not working is a result of unawakened or unconscious manifestation. That is one of the stumbling blocks, isn't it? What manifests from our unconsciousness. Now that we are awakening these dreams or nightmares, our nightmares are fading. I will let this happen. I will not entertain doubt nor resist the thrashing of the old paradigm as it gives way gracelessly to the new. I will allow. I like that. It says, "Nor resist the thrashing of the old paradigm as it gives way gracelessly to the new." Would that we could hold our consciousness on, and this is the practice, isn't it? Hold our consciousness on that we're trying to unfold. Now, the fourth law he mentions is more an outcome or result of practicing the first three laws. It's the law of harmony and balance. It's just like homeostasis. We can fully expect a return to harmony and a higher state of being once we detect and remove the stressors. This principle applies holographically to the collective experience. We can expect the results of extreme imbalances of the past will be gone. What this implies is a transformed world. Living in the state of a new paradigm represents many possibilities, a shift from victimhood to responsibility, from slavery to freedom, and of sickness into health. It represents the shift of knowledge, which is the confidence with which we start out, to wisdom, which is the result of seeing the evidence that our knowledge was right. I encourage you to share this message and the message of the secret to everyone ready, but be prepared to take them further on the journey, as we are on a pathway through time that will eventually lead to places and experiences beyond our wildest imaginations. Boy, do I believe that. Time seems to be collapsing. This reflects a change in our minds, a source of time, the body, and the world that we have projected. The collapse of time as we know it is relevant to how the Mayans describe this period in history as time of no time. The end of the tyranny of time means the end of psychological suffering, which he says, is responsible for 90% of the human suffering. So there, I found that this was quite an interesting bit of email, and I really believe it's true. When we watch The Secret, it isn't enough, is it? It's just the beginning of where we all need to go. All right, I'd like to also say hello to a bunch of people that are wonderfully supportive, people whose integrity I trust and grow with, and people who maybe need healing. And there's a whole bunch of you out there. I'll just mention a few. Say hello to Anne, Judy, to Judy, Jason, Vicky, Deborah, Deb and Missouli in Missoula, Holly, Peter, Brenna, Jerry, and many, many of you. I'm so grateful for your emails and your response to this show and the wonderful callers that I've had today. I'd like you to email me, and my address is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I'll spell Entwistle. It's Veronica at Veronica, E ENTWISTLE.com. I'd love it if you'd write to me about what it is you like to talk about on the air, what you think of all this. Keep me posted on whether or not we've had any impact on each other during this show. And you can call me for a session. In my sessions, I like to find out who you are, what's going on, how to shift the energy in your world in order to answer some of your greater quests. And my phone number is, have you got a pencil? 510-595-5564. Again, 510-595-5564. And for those of you who've commented on, or even if you haven't commented, for those of you who have been paying attention to Thursday nights on BBS at 8 p.m., Jackie Salvitti's show, her ET Healing Group, has been taking people through the lifting of shame, and that required quite a bit of delving into what shame has done in our body, minds for thousands of years, and lifting it. And a lot of us are getting quite tremendous results from that, and I'll be with Jackie on Thursday night as they do a recap of the last lifting of shame. And who all knows what else the guides have in mind for Thursday night at 8 p.m. This is Veronica Entwistle and my guides and angels sending you a great deal of love. And remember, we can send healing in the world with our thoughts. We can manifest, we can receive, we can love, and we can evolve, and we can radiate by design. See you next week.